Welcome to today's Hearthstone. Let's talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Pella Area Community and Economic Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen joins us on today's program to talk about some of the initial findings as it relates to the impact of COVID-19 related closures on the local economy. Well, Karen, we've had an opportunity to talk quite frequently over the past couple of months, especially as we've seen the entire economy and business climate shift due to COVID-19 and all of the closures and mitigation measures to prevent the spread of the virus. First of all, as we sit here now in June and we transition to summer and we're past what would normally be the busiest time of the year in Pella, what is some of the initial response and reaction that you've been hearing from our local business owners about the impact of being closed during the most important time of the year here in Pella?
You know, I think some of the impacts really is going to differ as to what industry sectors that you visit with. There were definitely sectors that were hit harder, and those were the ones that had probably the most restrictions. So retail, restaurants, some of our service businesses, saw less impact, and some actually even saw an increase because more people were home, so looking at what they can do around their house or to their house. So it really was just across the board a variation of how COVID impacted, but obviously no matter what industry you were in, it had some type of impact that you either needed to pivot what you normally do or just really look at how could you best serve your customers and your clients during this time.
Well, and one of the interesting notes that came out in your most recent newsletter really kind of gave an overarching view of kind of data that you have been tracking anyway to see what people are doing when they're here in town or what local residents are doing and where they're going to shop and eat and so on. It's kind of the timing of it worked out to where you were able to compare some numbers from 2019 to 2020 in terms of overall visitor traffic to the community, whether it was local people shopping local or those coming into town. What were some of the findings that you had seen from that data that it really showed the impact of missing out on April and May here in the community?
Well, the data we have is from the Retail Coach. That is a firm that is headquartered in Tupelo, Mississippi. We hired them last February, actually, to take a look at our retail trade area. Where do our customers come from throughout our community? Where should we target our marketing? What are some marketing gaps that we could fill? Through that process, they actually collect data from cell phones. So if your cell phone has one of those 1,000 top apps, loaded it on your phone, there are certain things that companies can track. So that's kind of where the data is being pulled from for these reports. And like you said, because COVID had landed right into some of that data gathering, the company pulled some reports for us that really looked at visitation rates from January to the end of April from 2019 and compared them with 2020. And as we talked about a little earlier, it really varied as to what industry they were looking at. And they pulled several reports for us. What they found, for the most part, January and February, our 2020 visitation rates were actually above what they were in 2019. Now, our winter was a little milder than it was in 2019, so obviously that has some effect. But when you get into March and April, the drop from the year before in most of those industry sectors is very significant. What we can also see at the end of April, of course, when our tulips are blooming, we see in 2020 a very nice recovery from some of those impacts. Now, it's obviously not going to be anywhere near what 2019 was when we had, you know, stores open and restaurants open and other events and entertainment that people could enjoy, nowhere near those levels. But it did make a nice recovery. And we'll kind of monitor that and see how that is reflected later on in the summer. There were a couple of industries that, you know, we can all imagine that actually had higher visitation rates than they did in 2019. Grocery definitely being one of those, with restaurants closed, people obviously were home to cook and needed more groceries due to, you know, kids not being in school. So that industry actually had a stronger 2020 March and April than they did in 2019. Now, when we look at restaurants, retail, you know, those numbers were significantly lower. So it really varied with what type of industry. May, June, those numbers are probably going to tell a more accurate picture of what the COVID impact will be longer term, because we won't have some of the events that we typically see that will bring in a large number of people. So really looking at how those effects will continue into May and June will be interesting as well.
Well, and we're entering that phase now in transition, and we have been for some time of things opening back up. And the month of May was filled with proclamations from the governor's office reopening just about everything now, basically. And some of the places haven't chosen to do so yet. But overall, Karen, what are you hearing now that businesses are starting to take people back in again, especially those that were forced to be closed and kind of, like you said, no events yet, but hopefully some of the recovery aspects may be seen coming up here over the next couple months as we do head into the summer?
I think just overall, both on the side of the business owners, the employees, and the customers, I think everybody is happy to be on the road to reopening and somewhat of a recovery. It's nice to enjoy those things that we may have missed over those couple of months. And from what I understand, reopening is going very well. You know, both customers being very patient, employees and business owners really putting in measures of safety to make their customers feel comfortable and confident going in. So I think overall it has been probably the best situation that could be made from the cards that we were dealt.
Once again, that was Pace Alliance Executive Director Karen Eichen. If you missed any of our Let's Talk programs, you can find them online daily at KNIAKSS.com under podcasts and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.